As a small business owner, have you ever felt overwhelmed by the pressure of choosing the right hire or leading a team? Or have you ever found yourself tolerating a bad hire because you fear trying and failing again as you repeat the hiring process? If so, you're not alone, and you are in the right place. Welcome to the Growing Your Team podcast. The Growing Your Team podcast teaches business owners like you to expand your unique business by teaching you to master the hiring and team management process. Hiring and managing a team does not have to be a challenge. You just have to learn to do it right. And the Growing Your Team podcast teaches you how to become a confident leader who hires right every single time. Now, let's jump into the show where each episode you will learn tips on how to identify what type of help you need on your team, how to source amazing candidates, how to conduct interviews that lead you to your ideal team member, how to onboard successfully, and how to lead every person in your business so you have a team of rock stars who you are happy to pay every single paycheck. So let's jump in and teach you how to hire like a pro. Hello, Jamie Van Kuyk here, and welcome back to the Growing Your Team podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the benefits of hiring a recruiter to find your next hire. So one of the services we offer here at Growing Your Team is full service recruiting. So if you're not really familiar with what this is, if you've never worked with a recruiter, if you've never explored these services, recruiting is when you hire someone to handle, we'll say, the majority of the entire hiring process. So they help write the job descriptions, the interview guides, they post the job, they review all the candidates, and they complete first round interviews. They a lot of times will help coordinate the interviews that you'll do. So those second round interviews, they handle all or almost all of the candidate communication, and they're really supporting you throughout the process. So they take a lot of the bulk of the work off your plate so that way you don't have to do it. And of course, there's a cost that comes with hiring someone to do your recruiting, just like there's a cost to hire someone to do anything else in your business. And a lot of people think, is this cost worth it? Should I hire someone to do my recruiting, or should I just try to do it myself? And I'll say the answer to that question right there is it depends. Sometimes there's going to be times where, yeah, you can do it yourself and you can do it just fine, and there's no need to hire a recruiter. And then there's going to be other times where hiring a recruiter to help you is going to be the most critical thing you do throughout that hiring process to get the right person on your team. So today I just want to talk about five quick benefits of working with a recruiter. Some of these might seem pretty obvious to you, some of them might not, but let's start by going through them. The first one, which is probably the most obvious, but sometimes we got to state the most obvious because even though we know it, we don't allow ourselves to really think about it. And that one is time. When you work with a recruiter, a lot of the work gets taken off your plate or your team members' plates, and it's someone else doing it. And when you don't have to do that recruiting work, you can then spend your time on, for example, revenue generating tasks. You can spend your time on managing your current team. You can spend your time on networking, growing your business, servicing your clients, whatever it is where you should be spending your time on a day-to-day basis. Because recruiting takes a lot of time. And one of the things I say is any time you try to kind of save during the hiring process, so you're kind of skipping things or jumping along faster than you should, it's typically going to cost you when it comes to managing the team members. So you need to spend time in order to find quality hires. And with a recruiter, they take most of that time off of your plate so you can focus elsewhere. So number two for a benefit of working with a recruiter is their expertise. Recruiters recruit for a living. They work day in and day out in the hiring space. They know what to do to be successful in that space with all the market changes. They know how to identify if someone is the right fit. They know how to cut through the noise and really be able to tell, can this person do what they say they're doing, or are they just trying to bluff you? You know, so recruiters have this level of expertise that you can only get with a lot of hiring and going through the hiring process. So especially if you're new or it's been a long time because you don't hire very frequently or anything like that, and you're not an expert in hiring, sometimes it's beneficial to hire that expert because it's going to guarantee you get a good hire versus trying to do it and learn it and everything on your own, where it could be hit and miss on whether you get that good hire. The third thing is recruiters provide a buffer. So while I'm not saying your post will go out there as confidential, I don't really know if posts should ever go out as confidential because people want to know who they're applying to work with. But if you are when you're working with a recruiter, they provide a buffer between the candidate and your organization until the candidate reaches a certain step. So they are reviewing all the resumes. They are typically the point of contact for a candidate, either throughout the entire process or a certain step. They are conducting those first interviews and making that first level decision. A lot of times they are then providing that communication when someone doesn't work out. So they're providing that buffer so it can kind of isolate you or make you feel a little bit better about candidates being rejected from the process. So that buffer can just be that comfort for you that you don't have to do that. You're not involved in the process yet. You're only involved in the process when you need to be involved in the process. This buffer comes in very handy if you have to reject someone that you might know or have a connection with, where you're able to say, it wasn't just my decision. I leaned on an expert who helped me make this decision. And then sometimes that person, that recruiter, can communicate that decision, even if it's someone that you know and you don't want to have that conversation yourself. Okay, then that brings us to benefit number four, which is decision making. When you work with a recruiter, typically they're deciding who gets an interview off of a resume. So it takes those decisions out of your hands. And like we mentioned earlier, the recruiter is typically an expert. So they know how to make the right decisions there. And they're not trying to be like, ooh, should I interview this person? Should I not? And guess what? The benefit is, because once again, go back to time, the recruiter tends to have more time to do interviews than you would. So therefore, they can say yes to people you might be on the fence about because they know that they have the time versus trying to make decisions because you want to limit how many interviews that you complete. With decision making, after that first interview, they make the decision on who you should connect with during that second interview and who should be dismissed from the process. So you don't have to worry about making those decisions. They can then guide you in your decision making. I've worked with clients in the past where this is the hang up. They were not quick decision makers. And I'm not saying we expect someone to make a decision just like that, like right away. I'm saying there are people that sometimes wanted weeks to make decisions. And as a recruiter, part of my job was to remind them that candidates aren't waiting for them. Even if a candidate, if your job is number one for that candidate, it's the number one place they want to work, they're not going to wait and turn down their number two in hopes that 3 weeks from now you come to them with an offer. So the people will say, sorry, I'm not moving forward with my number one because number two is ready to make them a decision or make them an offer. So sometimes that recruiter will be that person to encourage your decisions and move things along and help you realize what is going to happen or who you're going to lose if you don't make a decision. I just recently had a client that she was going back and forth of, do I make an offer to this candidate or not? Should I wait to do more interviews or should I move forward? And being able to help her go through that decision-making process to say, if you like this candidate, don't wait. Because what are we waiting for? We might lose this candidate if we wait, and you really like this candidate. All right, and that brings us to number five for our benefits of using a recruiter, and that is troubleshooting. Not everything works the way we thought it was going to work. How many times with marketing for our business we're like, yes, I put in all this effort, and then I got crickets on that post, or I didn't sell what I wanted to sell, or I went to this event expecting to come home with a new client, and I got nothing, or this delivery of inventory was supposed to be here on Tuesday and now it's Thursday and it still hasn't shown up. And I'm trying to think what to do because now they're telling me that they're out of stock. And there's things that go wrong in business, things that we think we have everything figured out and then we're thrown a curveball. When you work with a recruiter, they figure out those curveballs. Your job posting is not connecting to the right candidates? Okay, let's figure out why. For example, we once had a job post where it seemed so on point for us and with everything we talked to the clients, but we realized that the candidates that we were getting, they were very sparse and they were all in a different industry than we were really trying to connect with. And we're like, what is going on? What are we missing? And what we realized was the job title we were using worked because it was the right job title, but that job title was also used in this other industry that we didn't realize. So when we were doing our research, we were specifically doing industry-related research. So we were seeing all the right things, but seeing this job title was also used in a different industry that kind of meant something very different, we were getting candidates for that other industry. And so the simple change that we needed to make was the title-industry, and we started getting great candidates. But we had the time and the ability and the expertise to go out and do this troubleshooting to figure out what was going on. For example, back when COVID hit a few years ago, there were things that were working excellent in our recruitment process that then stopped working once things were going on with COVID. Candidates started to operate differently or explore opportunities differently because of the changes. And our clients didn't have to go and figure that out because we were figuring out how do we get in front of the right candidates when the hiring market changes? How do we go and find more candidates when we're not getting the right people? I have a lot of clients that really want to focus on diversity with their hires. And what this means is they want to make sure that they have a diverse candidate pool. So they're going to hire the best for the job, but they want to make sure that there's diverse candidates. So they know that they really hired the best and they did their best, whether it was a diverse hire or not, to make sure that there was the opportunity for a diverse hire. So if we're only getting, let's say, men for applicants, where do I find the woman? If everyone is white, where do I find the non-white candidates? We look at things like that to say, how can we get what is missing? Our client doesn't have to figure it out. We have to figure it out. If we decide during the hiring process, after we talk to a few candidates, all right, what we really need now that we have all this data is someone that has all this plus this. How do we go about and get the candidates to have that plus thing? Maybe it's in a specific industry knowledge or degree or whatever it happens to be. We get to be the troubleshooters while our clients focus on their business. Our clients don't have to worry about it. So it's one of those great benefits that we're able to provide to them because they don't have to figure it out. We do. And typically, because we work in the space, we know exactly where to look and how to adjust things. So that way we can see if there's going to be a positive change. And we know that when we make a change, how long it's going to take for us to identify if that change is producing what we want. So those are just five benefits of working with a recruiter. So if you think that working with a recruiter might be right for you, let's talk. Head on over to growingyourteam.com/jumpstart, jumpstart being all one word, and schedule a call. We can talk to see if recruiting support is right for you. And if it's not right for you, we can talk about what else you might need in the hiring process to be successful and whether that's something that Growing Your Team offers or doesn't. Don't be afraid at ever getting on a call if you have a question, because we're very good at helping to identify if we can support you, and if not, giving you resources and guidance of where to go or what to do next. So we never pressure you into signing on for a package if it's not right for you, but if it is right for you, we want to help you get the support you need with hiring so you can get the long-term team member that you need to support and grow your business. So once again, head on over to growingyourteam.com/jumpstart to schedule a call to see if a full service recruiting option or any other level of hiring support is right for you.